Hello, this is Kathleen Pearl, and I'm giving you an update from the furnace of the Stanislaus National Forest, titled the Rim Fire. The Stanislaus National Forest is the northern boundary of Yosemite and runs through all the way up to the Immigrant Wilderness in the central section of the state of California. Stanislaus, as you will know, is a Russian name. Yes, and we do have the Russian River in the Bay Area of San Francisco. And how did this happen? Well, many years ago, decades, centuries prior, the Russians had come out of Siberia and come down through Alaska all the way to Northern California. And then they stopped. There were even Russian Orthodox type churches on the border right there of the Russian River, north of the San Francisco Bay Area. And the Western churches, the Roman Catholic Church, came up from Spain up to north of San Francisco, where they put their last, or have their last missions in Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa is where the Russian Orthodox Church also had its furthest southerly reach. All right, this is a little history to fill you in, to get you some idea of what is raging here. So I am at the edge of the Rim Fire. This is where I live and have lived for quite a few years now. And I want to bring an illustration. There is a movie titled Out of Africa, written by this woman who is Danish, and she wrote the book for it, that the screenplay was taken. And there is a scene in there, after she has been living a very licentious and decadent lifestyle and being very sexually loose in her marriage, she and her husband having a series of affairs, and she contracts syphilis. She goes to Europe and comes back to her farm in Africa. And they have grown coffee, and it's several years down the road when the coffee plants have matured. And these coffee plantations, she's going to have her first real harvest as she's going to make money. And she has a lot of, obviously, workers, because it's a large coffee plantation in Kenya, high in the mountains. And during the harvest time, a fire breaks out. And one of the workers comes in and wakes her up and says, Mem Sub, God is speaking. God is speaking. And she loses her entire investment. She is burnt down, taken out. God is speaking. God is speaking at the Rim Fire in California. It's one of the largest fires. I think it's about 5 now recorded in the state. It has not stopped, and it's not going to for a while. And God has been speaking. God, there, here's this huge billows of smoke going up. You can see satellite images, and this smoke is going up. You can see it on the other side of the world, it's alleged, to according to some news reports. I cannot document that personally myself, because I'm not in a satellite over the world, unless the Spirit of God takes me. And these are smoke signals now coming up from the earth. And what are these smoke signals saying? God is speaking. And what is God saying? He's saying, REPENT, read my voice. Read my words. I'm articulating to you. And some people came to me and said, well, so-and-so started the fire and this and that. Doesn't matter. God permitted it. Why? Because it is a judgment from God. God is saying, repent. He sends his judgments upon the earth that men might repent And if they repent, God will relent and draw back the fire. And it's the fires of burning lust and sexual perversions.